In this spotlight, we will talk about incredible beings called the nebulae. You probably never heard of them, as many of the larger ones that Solar Consul occasionally works with. So nebulae or nebulae, there's many different ways of how you can say it, but they are different types of energies that are conscious. You can think of them that are, they are sort of like children of the Oaum guardians. So we have worked with the Oaum before. Oaum are the void guardians. They are the Kadishtu, so they're really high and they're part of the guardian host. And Oaum are sort of in between the side of reality that's pure creation, right, before this universe on this side of material reality came to being, and this side of reality. They sort of in between. So this empty space that we think is empty, it's not actually empty, it's the consciousness of Oaum. They are more on the antimatter side than the matter side, but they are sort of like the bridge. Well, the part of them that bridged into this reality then started to, from the inside of the quantum field, spark a specific essence into this creation. And everything in this creation in the material plane actually created through stars, right? Because we are made of stars. So our sun then had its clouds and everything around itself from the reaction that it created, and then those coagulated into planets, and then the planets created simulations, and then out of the material on the planet, we came to be with our biological forms. So we are all stars in the physical makeup. We're all made of stars, just in a different assembly of the elements. So what do stars come from? Stars didn't just come into existence from the void. Stars are actually birthed through a specific process that is initiated inside the nebula. So nebula is sort of like the mama for the star. So all stars came out of nebulas. No star just happened on its own. Everything that we are came out through the stars, and the stars came out of nebula, and nebula came out of Oaum. So the pathway, in a more conceptual sense, if that helps you, would be from the void filled with creation came the beginning of that creation, which then gestated into something, those sparks of reality that actually activated and became the reactors of creation within themselves, the stars, and that eventually brought in, as they pulled apart from each other, created their own solar systems and planets and life on the planets, like us. So the beings that we are working with in Transcension Gate this time are these nebula beings. They are in a 10th dimension. So we know that this universe is 12th dimensional, and then the unity of God, sort of the trinity of God, the tri-state, is beyond the 13th and 14th and 15th triangle. So 12 and down, that's essentially how we are. And we know that 10 to 9, that's the shift where a lot of species happened, like the individuation enough into species. The guardian host exists on a 10th, 11th, and 12th dimension. So the upper three dimensions of the spectrum of this universe is the Kadishtu guardians. Those are the unified beings that are essentially the universe itself, like we all are them. And there are many of them. So the ones that we have worked so far, those are some of them, but definitely not all of them. And Oaum is one of the very unusual ones that we had such a privilege to actually have inside of our Transcension Gate, and it's still there. It's still maintaining our gravity well for the sphere that is essentially the gate that's holding the portal open within our sun for us. Like, how awesome is that? So Oaum are still here, literally still working with us. And since they are outside of any kind of a linear time or whatever, they don't necessarily perceive us the way that we think of them, but it's still awesome to know that they're there and we have access to that energy. So they, at some point, created this nebula being. So if you think of a range of 10, 11, 12, the sort of a more coagulated form of Oaum onto almost this side of reality, sort of still one leg in the antimatter and one leg in the matter, but more in the matter, bigger leg in the matter, that would be the nebula. So nebula in a more physical sense would be clouds of gas that have different responses, different reactions on a subatomic and quantum level, and then creating just a little bit of the atomic response. That atomic response is what then the strong force and the weak force within the atom activates this kind of like micro universe within itself, right? So you have all the quantum forces coming together, and you have the gluons and nuons and quarks and subquarks, like everything's sort of starting to create its own universe. And then at some point, all of that coagulates into just one or two things that spark. When that spark happens, that's what we know as a star. So that's how nebula births stars. They are made of this soup of all the potential elements that are so separated, they're not even what we consider elements, because we consider elements are actually something that's put together and has an atomic structure, right? So if you think of it like pre-atomic, like whatever the atom, like proto-atom, that a lot of that is what's nebulas holding. They're holding the proto-structure, the proto-atom, the potential of something, and then that something comes into reality just a little bit to create this soup, this gaseous cloud of possibility, out of which more of the actual atomic elements can be formed. And once they are, they become little sparks. Those are the stars. And then as these circulate within, some merge, creating more and more amplification to themselves. So they kind of get eaten up by the larger ones. Some fizzle out and they just sort of duds. They didn't come up to be stars. But the ones that do end up as an experiment that sort of created this response of an actual nuclear reactor that is the star, and that eventually moves away, or the cloud, the nebula, kind of gets eaten up by that. It dissolves itself into its babies, into its stars. It just fuels them, and then they go carry it on. So our sun and all the neighboring stars, the 23 of them or 24 of them, have the same mama. They have the same energy of one particular source, one particular nebula being that birthed them. So they all related, essentially. All of them are cousins. And we, because of that, are also all cousins. So if there are any other species developed on any other planet within this little cluster, and I mean naturally developed, not by being seeded from the outside, we will also be related in a sense, because they came out of the same material, just a slightly different version of it. So when we're talking about the type of energy that nebula have, think of it like an incredible potential for creation of life, of something that out of nothing is formed. That is almost like a total magic. That's essentially like we're really going to how the universe is even created. It's a beginning entry point. It's a nursery for the star, which is the being that creates everything else. So it's a nursery for the potential, to nurture the potential to then birth it into some sort of a resolution that we would consider a, you know, a result, like something has happened as the result. So nebulas are pure unconditional love. They are actually beings, not in a sense how we think of a being as in something that has a body, but they do in a sense have a body, which is this gaseous cloud, which is only, by the way, part that we can see. They extend into antimatter more. So even now, I think this from the scientific community, what I've seen is that when they scan nebulas, they can only see, like with the telescope, certain amount. But if the telescope shifts into outside of the visual range, into all the other spectrum components, they see so much more. Like the nebula could be enormous, and then we will see teeny little pieces of it here and there within the range that we would normally see. But we now have technology to start to see more and more of it, and they're actually still not seeing the entire thing. So nebulas are enormous beings. They could be like, I think there's one nebula that at some point was literally the quarter of this entire galaxy, like a whole arm of the galaxy that we're in, that was all one being. So that then burst all the components, including like the stars that came out of this now and so on. So black holes, by the way, it's also a component that could happen within the nebula. It doesn't always happen, but OOM have a lot to do with that as well, because that's where the other side of reality gets amplified, which then changes the parameters of the ratio of here and the other side, and the other side becomes stronger and it builds a bridge, like an open door suddenly. That's essentially what the black hole is. It's an open door to the other side. So today we're not talking about the black holes, we're talking about the actual nebula beings. So what I want you to get from everything I just said today is that this consciousness that is the potential for creation has decided to interact with our specific gate, which is within our star, right, our sun. We also have the two mirror components of that into our planet Earth and into the center of our galaxy, the black hole. So you have this tri-point sort of the gate, and the nebula consciousness is going to enter into the solar portion and then resonate into the other two. What that will do, it will amplify a specific potential range for all of us and for the planet and for all the human beings here and obviously the entire solar system, because it works through the sun for the range of what's going on here. Now, just to be clear, they're not doing it only for us. That would be awesome, but we're special, but not that special. They are doing it because the Solar Council made a specific agreement with different beings that literally work with the nebula beings. They are also seventh dimensional people that know how to work with that range and sort of act like a translation devices from the 10th dimensional nebula consciousness to the 7th dimensional component. Our sun is a 7th dimensional, so on the 7th dimension, that was the agreement to bring in that specific energy here for the solar system adjustment that's going to be happening throughout this year. So that's actually the main reason why it's happening. But of course, you know, when I'm seeing this going on, I can't bypass the possibility to utilize that for all of us. So I made sure that the Transcension Gate is included as part of this project, which means all of you get to experience this kind of an energy. It's like a rocket fuel potential given to you to create whatever you desire, which is really awesome that it's happening now, because this is a perfect timing for any kind of a creation amplification and setting intention. So I really want you to spend some time within yourself thinking as to, okay, if everything is possible, quantum field has all the possibilities, what do I actually want to pull out from the quantum field for myself? You're not being selfish, you're not being whatever, it's just you get to choose what you want, and whatever that is, if it's harmonious and in alignment with Ma'at and fits into your own soul contract, or some version of that that does, because your own guides can help you modify that to make sure that it actually does fit, then can be brought into the Transcension Gate when we're having this support right now of the nebula beings that are resonating it through the sun, and we're sort of getting them as well, because, you know, the gate is inside the sun, right? So how perfect have we positioned ourselves, right? We're getting that charge into our gate anyway, which then will broadcast and amplify the nebula message. So that is meant to clean up some of the lower fields of potential that are not going anywhere. I'm using the air quotes here because potential meant to have exponential sort of flow, like eternity potential. That's how nebula beings think of potential. We think of potential like, hey, if something's happening tomorrow and it's possible, yay, that's potential. In their view, that is not potential. That's just a teeny little detour maybe from our overall path. So what they are here to do is help the solar council and the whole solar system clean up some of the detours, because we got into creating a lot of morphogenic fields, not just we as humans, but we as solar system and all the stuff that's going on here. A lot of negative potential loops that sort of like offshoots, but they essentially parasites. They need to be plucked off. They are diluting the overall directional timeline as to what Solar Council is creating. So the nebula beings are going to be helping with that. And we can do a similar thing, but the mini version of it within us. So think of like any offshoots of your maybe fear-based, maybe even creative-based, but in a lower self-way energies that kind of seem like the possibilities, but they're actually taking you off the main path as to your own development, that can be modified and cleaned up so you can get help with that by connecting to the nebula beings in the gate. And also, if you feel called to contribute to the higher frequency component, to the planetary energy cleanup of those negative potentials, and the overall solar system cleanup of the negative potentials definitely contribute by just adding your own essence into it. And then, because it's all potential, the nebula beings will utilize it in whichever way that they see is the most beneficial.